Love Brighton, love Dirty Weekend, supporting the Pete Jones Show on Radio Weaver.
In here, we have the lovely Sir Jareth. I reckon he's on the black mic. Are you on the black mic, sir? Yeah, you see, you were there, and then that happened, and then that happened, and then you're back.
I think I'm there somewhere.
See, people have no idea the technicalities of what happened between me starting the show and now. No idea. I did nothing. You were pedaling like crazy. What was going on down there?
I know, I've just got a mesh of wires. I think I brought the whole contents of my bedroom.
Yes,
here. Yes,
you did.
And some of it didn't seem to be working.
No, I don't know why you bought your toothbrush as well. That was a ridiculous idea.
Yeah, you never know.
But I do like that cuddly bear.
Yep, yeah. Me too.
So is it all working? Can you hear anything in the headphones?
I can hear you, and I can hear, I can hear myself now. That's good.
Well, for heaven's sake, thank goodness for that. If you look through the glass, you'll see the four hapless technicians of the Pete Jones Show doing absolutely nothing as usual. They let you do all the work.
I know.
I noticed that.
Enjoying it as well.
What are they doing? They're playing some kind of Ludo. There's sort of board game going on in there, I think.
I want their job.
I want their job, but if only it was. So yes, you are here, Mr. Jareth. You are one half of the fantastic Rotate.
Indeed, yeah. Sadly, Rosanna couldn't make it tonight.
But that's okay. You're here.
She says hi.
Well, we say hi. Hi. if you're listening, Rosanna, is it Rosanna or Rosanna?
Rosanna.
Rosanna. Do text us 07909 547 336. Not really to explain yourself. We don't need all the nitties and the gritties, but just to say hi and to say that you're listening, and just to let you know, Rosanna, Jareth is fine. He's everything's good.
I'm in good hands.
You've got it all. You are in good hands. Now you are gigging. Rotate is gigging tomorrow night at the Brunswick.
We are indeed
in Hove. Obviously, we do love a bit of Brunswick. It's a fab location. That is part of Overhead Wires, is it not?
It is indeed, yes. It's run by Overhead Wires, part of their Strung Up night. Yes. So there'll be no guitars allowed in the premises, on the premises.
No air guitars?
No.
God, that's...
Not even air guitars.
Really? Jeez.
So, I had to put the guitar away. And,
wow.
It should be a good night. It's down in the Cellar Bar, which is hasn't been open for that long, but it's a really cool venue. Sounds really good down there, and we got some nice acts playing with us as well.
Well, I was going to say, who is supporting you?
Yeah, there's a good friend of mine called Paul Sullivan.
Yep.
Who's a really great singer-songwriter, and there's also James Brandenburg. He's also a really great local singer-songwriter.
That is a good name. That is a good name.
Brandenburg. I like that name, yeah.
That's a great name. Now, you're no sort of stranger to the Pete Jones Show. You've been in a few times. I reckon, well, at least twice, I'm guessing. I know, I mean, this album that I've always had of yours is 2012 now.
Yeah.
That is 4 years old.
I know.
That is,
it's quick.
It's a doesn't it? Eh? You know, you didn't think when this came out that 4 years later you'd think that time is gone.
No, I didn't. Funny enough,
leaping from one Olympics year to the next. That's what it is. And it's a great album, Sleep Tonight. I love
glad
it.
You think so.
I do play a fair few tracks from it, as people will know. So what's been going on in the interim in the 4 years since?
Yeah, well, we moved around a bit, but we kind of settled in this area for a bit. So, yeah, I really like it around here. So, yeah, I've just kind of been writing new stuff, developing new ideas, and life kind of happens, doesn't it?
Life, it does. It sort of happens when you're sort of trying to plan other stuff.
It does. I remember someone said that once.
Did they? Wasn't me. maybe I nicked that. For all our trying hard to plan life, it's sort of endlessly goes around between us. But has it been a good journey?
It's been a fun time with ups and downs and, yeah. Just everything really being good fun, and just kind of getting back into full swing of writing new stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good fun.
Well, you passed me this brand new EP. It's called Erratic. How much work has gone into this? Is this the thing that's gone between the album Sleep Tonight and Erratic?
That's right. That kind of came out. That actually came out last year. That's our last release, and so we just kind of we did a little release last year, and we played those songs quite a lot, and we're kind of hoping to release something new quite soon. Just depends
okay
when we can yeah, just finish it off. It's one of those things, the final hurdle, trying to get it out there.
Where do you guys tend to go to do that kind of thing? Are you sort of self-doing?
It's half and half, really. We don't have a regular place that we go to. We just kind of go wherever is cheap and kind of good.
I'm liking your level here. Yeah.
Musicians don't make very much money.
You know what? I read that somewhere. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's money is sparse these days.
Yeah.
So you sort of is that sort of on the back of friends and stuff like that?
Yeah, people that we know, and we put the drums down in a proper studio because it's kind of good to get a good drum room, good drum sound, and. Yeah. Yeah, actually, the last one we've done, we did in Port Slade with a guy called James, really good, great engineer, and very reasonable price-wise. Well,
that's good.
Brickhouse Studios.
I was going to say, do that again. I talked over you.
Yeah, sorry. Brickhouse Studios.
Brickhouse Studios. Let's big him up.
I'm doing a plug.
So
yeah.
James is over there.
He's a cool guy.
Yep. Doing his thing. Gets the thumbs up from Rotate big time. Thanks for your work, James, down in Brickhouse Studios. You see, Port Slade, that's the place to go. Got to go to Port Slade. That's the thing. Between now and the end of the year, is that the aim to get another? Is it like an EP or is it an album or stuff?
Yeah, it was kind of, initially it was just going to be just a single. But I think it's kind of, there's quite a lot of ideas going around, so we might turn it into something more substantial, like maybe an EP or possibly even an album. I'm not sure yet.
How do you guys work together, you and Rosanna? I mean, are you sort of, do you both write together? Do you?
We send each other emails and we never meet up in the same room.
Seriously.
Just can't stand each other.
Yeah, well, I heard that about you guys, which I think is, you know, which is why she's not here.
I know.
Clearly. Text us, Rosanna. We need your other side of the story here. Okay.
Yeah. We jam a lot of ideas and then they kind of just make their way into, they become songs without really meaning to be.
That's
quite a nice way of working, really.
And are you quite strict with each other? Do you say, right, we've got to do it once a week, we've got to meet up at least, do a rotate night?
We're probably not strict enough, actually. That's pretty, but yeah, I mean, ideally we try and rehearse, you know, like once every couple of weeks if possible, but not always the way, but
it's that devil they call time.
That's the thing. Yeah, what can you do?
Well, I don't know. When you play live now, what kind of set do you draw mainly on, these two?
Yeah,
album and EP.
When we released the EP, we did, you know, a lot of songs from that, obviously, and I kind of like to keep it fresh as possible, and particularly at the moment where we're really changing the whole live set. It's completely transforming at the moment.
In what way? You mean in the music that you're playing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
New songs,
good.
Just lots of new stuff. New approach to old songs as well, just keeping it fresh.
I like that.
Nice, spring clean.
When we come and see you tomorrow night at the Brunswick, how long is your set?
It should be something like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's a good length. Listen, why don't you play something for us now, live, if only for you to hear yourself, because bless him, technology being what it is around here, we couldn't get the headphones to play out for Jareth while he was wiring himself up. So this is kind of cool. See, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's all there, creativity in action. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to tune fast, because you don't want to hear a lot of bum notes.
Well, I don't.
I did tune just now, but I'm going to play a song which is from our EP called Erratic, which we just established.
Where's the best place for folks to get this stuff?
Well, actually, that is the last copy I just gave you. Yeah,
are you kidding?
It's all sold out, folks.
I am so honoured. Yeah. That is beautiful. Thank you. Can they buy them as sort of virtual downloads and stuff?
Yeah, I believe you can. Yeah, you go to our site, follow. That sounds a bit better.
He's back on. What, rotate.co.uk? Or?
Yeah, I'm getting quite a lot of the printed, so live gigs. You'll be able to get it from me.
That's what we want. We want you back at the hall selling your wares.
Yeah. So, yeah, this song is called Time Stood Still.
Take it away, my friend.
Bloodshot eyes, you appear better than before from the depths of night. Sunken eyes, swollen pride, concealing truth with lies. No Now your term's expired. You'll go down with me.
That sounded good, and you know, apologies now because you know you asked us for something, and you said, Pete, can we have some reverb? Now the irony there obviously is not lost on anyone here. We are Radio Reverb. We have no reverb to offer. It's all taken up in the name. I do apologise to you, sir. So you know, thank you for coming on. You know, sans reverb, as they might have said somewhere. So that sounds fantastic. That's a great track.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Time stood still.
It is indeed, yeah.
From the EP Erratic. When you gig tomorrow night and beyond, will you have this to sell at the back? Or how does it work? Because if this is the last copy.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately not tomorrow night.
No.
But we've still got some albums for sale, which you know, we're kind of selling them off a little bit cheap because they're 4 years old.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's as fresh as anything. Are you kidding?
Thank you.
No, seriously, it doesn't matter how old an album is, especially when it's of this caliber. So what would you sell Sleep Tonight for at the back of the hall?
I would do it. I'd do a good deal for you.
Thank
you. If you come down, £3.
Wow. Like no, yeah. Wait. Stop. Five.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay,
come on. Five. Promise?
But if you get me a pint, maybe three.
Well, that's different talk. That's different talk in there. That's still, you know, whatever. In fact, that's more than five, but anyway.
For discussion.
Please.
Five would be nice.
Know, five, at least a five for Thanks, this Pete. Album. It's a fantastic album. There's 11 tracks on it, for goodness sake.
Thank you.
So, yes, there you go. Rotate.co.uk is a web. What can we find on that website?
On the website, you can find a list of our gigs, where we're playing.
Yeah.
You can just kind of bio tells you a little bit about how we formed and everything. There's some live some pictures up there as well.
How did you guys form?
We formed in a place called Dundalk in Ireland quite a while ago now, actually.
Yeah.
About 2010. We just kind of I joined a band that Rosanna was in called the Cherries, and that came to a demise, and we kind of decided we still wanted to play music, which is a good thing. And we kind of formed this duo, but it was kind of only a duo because we kind of moved around the place, and it wasn't because we were dead set on it being a duo necessarily. It's just kind of the way it happened. And yeah.
What brought either of you or both of you to Brighton? Because were either of you from here?
No. We were Rosanna's from Austria, and we were living there for a while. It's a really nice place. Lots of mountains.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise. And yeah, really cool. We were doing music, but it was mainly kind of cover band stuff. And we decided we had enough of playing. I won't name any particular tunes, but we played that tune for the last time.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You'd done it.
Yeah.
You'd hung up your covers.
Yeah. Just had a fancy doing something a bit original or just trying something out that we thought we'd heard that Brighton was a cool place, and decided to go and check it out, and 4 years later we're still here. So
that was it. Was it because you'd heard it was a musical cool place or just a nice place to live?
Both nice, I like the sea, and lots of music happening. We kind of knew that. Lots of stuff happening.
And it is home, and this is where you're going
to
be.
Yeah, I really like it. We both really like it and happy to be here.
In those 4 years, have you seen any sort of change or differences? It got easier, harder to gig? Are people more responsive, less? I mean, what's the...
Yeah, that's a good question.
What do you think?
I think we were gigging a lot at the beginning, and it's good practice, and I think it's harder to stand out, I guess. I mean, because there's just billions of bands out there playing, and really good bands, and it's quite hard to
and not just local bands.
Yeah, the public, the spectators, they have high expectations, they won't give you a second chance probably. If
well,
I don't know, they're probably not very forgiving. So, I mean, because there's so much on offer, and so yeah, it's but when you do get a good night, I mean, it's brilliant,
And on the same hand, that they're quite supportive too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. At the same time, it's a great place to play.
And do you guys get out much to see gigs? Does work and life get in the way?
It did for a while. I'm kind of trying to get out a bit more now. You kind of go through phases. You know, through phases when you're out all the time watching new stuff, and want to try and get out more now.
I mean, other than the Brunswick, obviously, mm-hmm. what else are what are the favourite venues for Rotate?
Yeah.
That you love to play or that you love to go to?
Love to play in the Marwood Cafe, actually. You had Nick Williams on here,
I did the lovely Nick Williams last week, funny enough.
He's awesome. He's a great guy.
I don't know if you caught any of that session, but man, it blew us away. It was so strong.
I didn't, but I'd love to check it out. But I've seen him live before, and he's brilliant. He's really, really good. I love his stuff.
Yeah, a bit of a soft spot for old Nick, I must admit. And Nighthouse, as they are now called. Yeah. We did. You're going to play at the Marwood?
Yeah, we did a gig there a couple of weeks ago, which was really good fun. And he's invited us back for the Alternative Great Escape on the 19th of May.
Good man.
So that should be a good night. It's always a good night there. I mean, it's just people just go there because probably because Nick's putting it on. And
yeah.
He's a great guy. And it's just there's a vibe there. There's always a crowd there.
Well, that is good to know. Plus, they are just about to get their own ale.
As well.
The Marwood Ale.
I was unaware of that.
On tap.
That's good to know.
Come on, my friends.
I'll be there.
What is wrong with that? What
have to get
is
down there.
Wrong with that? So play us something else, if you wouldn't mind.
Cool, yeah.
I'd love to hear it. I don't know what you've got lined up for us.
Okay, well, this I think I'll do one. This one's called Getaway. It's the second track.
Yes, it is.
Track on our EP.
Now, folks, you're listening to Jareth from Rotate. Normally Rotate of two-piece. Rosanna's normally here. She can't make it tonight. Do go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, where you'll see a photo of Jareth in action playing for us now, and also on the Radio Reverb Facebook page too. Jareth, take it away, my friend. Help me through. Away from Rotate's new EP Erratic. We got Jareth here playing live for us. How would the sound differ if Rosanna was here? She sort of digs out a cello occasionally, doesn't she? And that kind of stuff. And
she'd be playing cello.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah. And maybe singing as well. Huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And singing.
The reason why I ask is because she's kind of credited as playing the guitar.
Yeah. She plays guitar on a couple of the tracks as well.
You're just credited as playing drums.
Just play drums. Yeah. Just hit stuff.
But here you are swinging it away.
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, is that what happens when we see you live?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it changes a lot of the time because sometimes we do the songs like drums and cello. Sometimes we do them on guitar, or we kind of change it quite often.
That's good.
Which kind of keeps it interesting for us, kind of fresh.
Yeah.
Sometimes she played piano. Even she's a great pianist as well. She's a piano teacher.
Wow.
Just doing a plug for Rosanna, actually.
Come on,
teacher.
We should. I want to plug you guys to the rafters.
Yeah.
We've had a few messages in. We've got Andy and Pips listening in Hackney. They're listening in Hackney. Well, bless your hearts. Thank you very much. So hi to Andy and Pips in Hackney. We've got we've got Mr. Mike Jarrett. Are you familiar with this character?
That sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar to me too. Well, we've posted an image of you sort of playing your heart and soul out, and he's messaged in saying top dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
So there you go. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
For that. Guys, do text us in 07909 547 336. We'll always get you a mention, and if you want to say hi to Jareth, or looking forward to seeing the gig and all that. Once this gig is over, have you got a lineup of other stuff booked and planned? Have you? What have you got?
We've got stuff happening. Yeah, we've got...
that's what I want to know.
What's happening? We've got... we're playing during the Fringe Festival.
Okay.
near the end of it for the Folkoff sessions. Got to be careful how I say that.
You certainly do. You certainly do. We've got people in Hackney listening, for goodness sake.
That's on the 2nd of June. That's organised by a really cool guy called Brian McNamara, who's in a great band actually called Warsaw Radio. I'm sure you've heard of
Warsaw Radio, sure. Very much.
Really great band. And he also puts on a really amazing one-day festival near the end of August. It's that bank holiday weekend, the Cider Festival.
Yes, okay.
Which is probably like up there with like just the most fun day of the year, for me anyway. It's just great. There's a great atmosphere and loads of people, and there's a lot of cider.
Is that what normally happens when there's a lot of cider? Yes.
It tends to happen that way.
Yeah, let's roll. So have you guys ever been tempted to sort of do a little sort of mini tour around either, you know, Europe or around the UK or, you know? Is it hard to get the time?
Yeah, it is. It can be, yeah. I mean, we've done bits. We've done some, we kind of, like a couple of years ago, we did a mini tour of, went up to the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, wow.
But we kind of gigged our way up, and
yeah,
that was a couple of years ago. I can't believe, yeah, it flies, doesn't it? So that was really good fun. Really, really cool. So yeah, we done, but that was kind of, it was on a very small scale, you know, we just did a few small things. But like, yeah, we'd love to kind of expand on that. And
what about any links in Austria, or is Rosanna burnt all her bridges?
Yeah, you know what she's like.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is the thing, you know.
Gets into fights.
People
all the
have
time.
Big, long memories.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like there's a few different things we could follow up there, but it's just doing it. Yeah, we've just got to do it. So
it's a tough old call. We were talking to Nick last week, actually, Nick Williams, who has now got into rhythm of going to Belgium and Paris, and a few other places.
Yeah,
and he said it was interesting because, you know, and coming from Nick with his other hat of, you know, obviously promoting and putting on gigs at the Marwood, he did sort of say that the Europeans kind of treat us a little better, you know.
Yeah, you get. We did a few gigs in France a couple of years ago, and you know they put it, they give you a whole like meal, like two course meal, and as much beer as you can drink, as humanly possible to consume in a couple of hours, and a bottle of wine at the end, you know. So yeah, it's really it's quite a different different story, but I mean, yeah, it's just different.
It is different.
So
I think we need to embrace this before anything stupid happens like Brexit. That would just be daft. Now, what have you got in your canon, sir? What would you like to play for us?
I was thinking of playing a song called "I Tried." It's from our album.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Track 4, normally. If you missed the beginning, we were just mentioning how you can see the lovely Jareth and Rosanna, part of Rotate. Well, tomorrow, if you're listening on Monday to the live show, tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 19th, at the Brunswick. If they're listening on the Friday, Jareth, when's your next gig?
So our next gig after that would be the Alternative Great Escape in May. In May, yeah, the 19th of May.
Okay,
just be a really good night,
because I know when people are listening to the sessions, they just like, oh man, oh, I've got to see this guy.
So
that's the thing. Take it away, we've got a track, "I Tried," hacking away. He's got to give those things up, hasn't he?
So you found the reason for knocking at my door. All the effort to use it. See you coming back for more. Despite the self-deceiving. Stop believing. Tomorrow came too fast. Take control of yourself. Don't look back.
You're listening to Jareth from Rotate playing live for us. That's a track called I Tried from the album Sleep Tonight. Yes, it is. Beautiful album. 2012 it came out. Still gorgeous as ever. No less than a fiver he's selling this for. And that's official. That is the official word we've had on it. But if you've got more in your pocket, I think you should give it. Yeah, that's well, I'm just putting it out there, folks. I'm just putting it out there. You can buy this. You can leave the gig tomorrow night with this CD in your pocket if you can find the shekels. So that's the way it should be. That's the way it rocks and rolls. What do you reckon? I mean, if you, because I know you guys have got day jobs and all the rest of it. And in fact, you're the guitar shop, right?
Yeah,
here.
I might do a little plug for that. Actually,
what do it now?
Okay. It's for Alfie, my mate Alfie.
Yeah,
he's a really cool guy. He has a really good band as well, The Long Goodbye.
The Long Goodbye.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't. We haven't had them in, I don't think.
Oh, well,
Alfie, my friend. Come on, mate. You should have brought him with you.
Yeah, should have done, actually. Yeah, it's a good idea. He's a great slide lap steel player, actually. Oh. Really, really cool guy. We did a gig at the weekend at the Ranala, a blues gig.
Yeah.
I was playing drums and he was playing harmonica and slide guitar.
Very good. Well, just sort of impromptu, no name, no band?
Well, it's called the Mama Josie Trio.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. We do like a gig once every 6 months.
How did I not know this?
And I should have let you know.
Well, in future, do, because that's right up our street.
Good.
Yeah, I'd
let you know.
That a plug.
The next gig is in July, I think.
I do like the Ranelagh. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a really cool place.
And they always good put bluesy. Great stuff on. It's always free as well, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, amazing.
How good is that? What's the price on the door tomorrow night? Do you know?
I don't know, actually. I think it could be free, actually. I think, because I did look earlier on the page, but I believe it's free. Don't hold me to that. But
okay. Well, no, that's good.
I think it's a Tuesday night, so I don't think it will be.
hey, listen, let's get them there. By the time they get there, they go, oh, whatever. You know, I'm sure he said it was free, but whatever. Just had a text in from Andy saying, like this guy, bit of Nick Drake, David Gray. Would like to hear him with the girl singer too. Yeah, yeah.
Cool, yeah.
A bit of Gillian Welsh possibly in that case. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just, you, Andy, know as much as I do, my friend. I always want to see you live.
Yeah, come and see us live. Come and come down, and the should be cool tomorrow night, and the one in May as well. That will be during the festival.
So that's at the Marwood.
Yeah,
that's on the 19th of May.
Yeah,
it's a crazy month, May in Brighton. It's bonkers.
Completely mental.
Why we have about 25 events going on all at the same time? It's just mental, isn't it? But that's part of the Great Escape, or the alternate Great Escape. Even.
That's alternative Great Escape. Okay. There's lots of different categories.
Yes, and you guys are just plug in your wares at the Marwood, which is on. If I remember, that is.
Yeah, the Marwood's on the 19th of May. Yeah.
I was trying to think of the name of the street, actually. It's not
that is Ship Street,
Ship
I believe.
Street. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Ship Street, a fantastic cafe by day, a great gig and venue by night. The Marwood, can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of you either, but we're going to have to, well, probably room for one more track. What do you reckon?
Thank you. Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, cheers, Pete. And
it's well overdue, too.
It's really good to be back. Yeah, I was going to do a song which isn't actually recorded yet. It's called... It's kind of I Hit the Ground. I haven't really found a name for it yet, but I think I'll call it I Hit the Name.
We could help you out. Text 07 909-547-336 with a title for this. You know, put Jareth out of his misery, please. So what was your working title for it?
I Hit the Ground.
I hit the ground.
Hoping to put it to record it at some stage, I think, or maybe not. I don't know.
You should, my friend. I haven't even heard it yet, but we want you back in that Portslade studio. Get James back on the decks. Come on, please.
Yeah,
for everyone's sake.
Like
we want another Rotate album. We are hungry for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jarrah, thank you so much for coming in. That is a gorgeous sound. Please get yourselves, force yourselves, grab the diary next time you're with Rosanna and say, right, we're going to Port Slade, my friend. We're going to put this down and come thank away you. With something gorgeous, because everything Rotate touches is beautiful.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
So do it. And 2016, another album. Come on. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck tomorrow night. And like I said, if you're listening to the Friday show, 19th of May, not that far away, the Marwood Alternate Great Escape. You can see Rotate playing live and gorgeous. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, thanks.
Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the Pete Jones
Pete Jones
Pete Jones
Show.